We're holding Pirkei Avot, the third chapter, the 14th Mishnah. Hu haya omer, he used to say, we're in the middle of quotes from Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva used to frequently say the following, Chaviv Adam, how precious, how loved is man, the human being, Shenivra Betzelem, that he was created in God's form. Hashem created human beings in his form, and therefore, look at how much God loves us that he created him in his form. Chiba yeteira nodat lo, God gave him extra love. Shenivra Betzelem, that God let him know, you know, I've created you in my form. Not only did God do it, he also revealed to him and said to him, I've created you in my fashion, you're unique. Shenemar, as the verse says, Ki v'tzelem Elokim asa et ha'adam, God fashioned him in the form of God. That's what God tells Noach. And here God reveals to him about how precious mankind is before him. Now you'll note that this part of the Mishnah is talking about the human being, not necessarily the Jew. Any human being. And people unfortunately forget this. A soldier in the army might have the responsibility to shoot at other human beings. But when he's shooting at other human beings, two thoughts have to be at the basis of his mind. He can't think of it at that moment, but when he prepares himself for going to the army, he has to be aware of two things. On the one hand, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem, how precious is human life before God? How precious is a human being that God created him in his fashion? On the other hand, God told me, Chayecha Kodmim, my life comes first. I have a job. I do have to protect myself. I do have to protect my people. And when I'm shooting that gun, I am performing a mitzvah. I'm doing what God wants me to do. But it's a pity that I have to do this. I wish I didn't have to do this. There's this balance. On the one hand, the Torah says, you got to do what you got to do, and you better do it. You don't play games. Don't play games with your life and other people's lives. Someone's a threat. You have to remove that threat. You don't have a choice. But that doesn't mean you have to be happy about the fact that you're killing people. Quite the contrary. Remember, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem. The human being is something that God loves. God doesn't want humans to kill humans. If we have no choice, then God says you better do that. But that's if we have no choice. Halacha defines for us when we have no choice. It doesn't go by our thoughts. It goes by what Halacha says. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Chavivin Yisrael, how precious are the Jewish people, Shenikre'u Vanim Lamakom, that God calls them my children. All nations are precious before God because they were all created Betzelem Elokim. But we, God said to us, you are my children. Chiba yeteira nodat lahem shenikra'u vanim lamakom. God made them know that he has a special love for them and he calls them my children. Shenemar, as the verse says, banim atem lashem elokechem. You are children to Hashem, your God. Now, we're learning pshat, so I can't spend too much time on this. But the Rambam in the beginning of Mor Nevuchim discusses that the word ben has multiple meanings. When we read this, we have to understand what does the verse mean when it says you are God's children. What does that mean? We know that there are three partners in the creation of every human being: father, mother, God. But that has nothing to do with being Jewish. God puts the soul in a Jew and in a non-Jew. So what does it mean we are God's children? Chavivin Yisrael shenitan lehem kli chemda. How precious are the Jews to God? How much does he love them that he gave them this precious vessel? Chiba yetera nodat lehem. God made them know his special love. Shenitan lehem kli chemda shebo nivra olam. That he gave them this precious vessel with which he created the world. Shenemar, the verse says, Ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. God says, I've given you a beautiful teaching. I've given you my Torah. Do not leave my Torah. So here we see another concept, that the extra love is for those who learn the Torah. If you discard it, okay, so you have the first love, you're still banim. And even on that love, we have to think a little bit. What's the mitzvah of pruvu? Mitzvah of pruvu is to have children. What happens if one has children and the children don't keep Torah and mitzvos? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of pruvu. So the mitzvah of pruvu is not only to have children, it's to have children who perform Torah. You could look it up. That's what it says. So the idea of pruvu, when God created the world and he told Adam and Eve, procreate, their mitzvah of pruvu was bring children to the world. But when God told the Jewish people, you have a mitzvah to have children, God said, you have a mitzvah to have children who fulfill their obligation as Jews. And in order to fulfill mitzvah pruvu, you have to have children who keep Torah and mitzvos. That's why we say a person's students are like his children. Why are they like his children? Because he's teaching them Torah. He's doing that aspect of pruvu. There are two parts to pruvu. One is bringing the kid to the world. The other is teaching him how to live, to be a moral person, the way the Torah wants him to live. When we are children to Hashem, are we considered children when we are misbehaving? We say on Yom Kippur, Im kevanim, im ka'avadim. Whether you'll treat us like children or whether we are your servants. Which one are we? So we say, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem has a dual nature with regard to us. That our relationship has a dual nature. Avinu, on one hand he's our father. On the other hand he's Malkeinu, he's our king. We have a responsibility to behave like good kids. So I didn't develop the thought completely. I'm leaving that for you guys. This is a class in Pshat. So Pshat we understood. The depth, either you guys will develop it on your own, or Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should give us the capacity to continue learning, finish the Pshat, and then start again this class in Perkei Avot with depth.